Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We inherited a train wreck from the Biden administration, out of control inflation, an enormous regulatory state, real wage growth hadn't kept up. And we've made a lot of progress in the last 12 months with the president's agenda. Inflation is about half of what it was on average during the Biden administration. Real wage growth exceeds the inflation numbers. And you've got all sorts of things that we did right out of the gate, which is putting money in the pockets of working families, whether it's the child care tax credit or no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. So we've made a lot of progress, but there's a lot more work to do. And I think the president will lay out that agenda and how all the policies that he's put in place are going to help working families. And there's more to come, particularly in deregulation and in energy dominance.
Senator McCormick, they're talking about the progress the president has made so far in 2025, but there is more work to do. And we keep hearing that 2026, along with the big, beautiful bills passage, is going to be a barn burner, so to speak, for a lot of people once they file their taxes and actually get to benefit from some of those measures in the big, beautiful bill. Let's talk to Steve Moore about it, co-founder of the Committee for Prosperity, host of More Money as well, and author of The Trump Economic Miracle. Steve, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Can you give us a little bit of a heads up here on what you expect for the taxpayer, the American person who's trying to put food on the table, enjoy the affordability that the president says he's delivering? What is 2026 going to do for that taxpayer?
Well, let me say that 2025 has been a really good year for the economy. And I know, you know, some of your listeners are probably going to disagree with me on that. But if you look at the, you know, just the official statistics on what's happening with the economy, we've got the best stock market ever with all-time highs with the NASDAQ, with the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. We've got average median income this year is up $1,200 above inflation. So people have more affordability, not less. Now, that's not to say some things aren't expensive. I mean, I know that beef is expensive. I know eggs are expensive. I know healthcare is expensive. But, you know, look at gasoline prices. They're down in many markets to $2.50 a gallon. And it is going to get better in 2026 because the full effect of the Trump tax cut kicks in and people will be able to see more less money deducted from their paycheck and more money in the paycheck when they start getting paid in January, February and March. So I'm pretty bullish right now. And I think we're on a really good path. We're the only real industrialized country that's growing. Our average growth rate this year is going to come in at well over 3 to 3.5%, which is a good number.
You know, Steve Moore speaking with us right now, I saw Dave Ramsey on Harris Faulkner's show a little bit earlier, and he pointed out something that I haven't really, of course, it's not the business of the policymakers in government. They've got to do, you know, stay in their lane and do what they've got to do. But Dave Ramsey talks a lot of consumerism, a lot of Main Street economics. And he said that it is important to understand that while we are looking at bringing down inflation, which the administration has done really well, there is probably an element of overspending that's taking place with the American consumer, that people are not really living within their means as well. I'm wondering, you know, with apparently a wonderful Black Friday season, if people are talking about affordability being a problem, but we're still spending a ton of money in the holiday season, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I made that point on Fox myself this weekend that, you know, on the one hand, people are complaining about affordability. On the other hand, they're going out and spending record amounts of money. And that's been the case, not just Black Friday, but through the first week or two of the Christmas season. So, you know, what people say to the pollsters and how they're actually acting in terms of their spending behavior is that they've got money in the bank, and that they've got money in their wallet, and they're spending it. So it only reinforces the point I was making earlier that people, look, this is a good time to be an American. We've got an economy that's on the mend from Bidenomics. We've got, you know, our businesses are doing really well. There's hiring. We have 7 million job openings in this country. So it's in my opinion, as an economist, a pretty healthy economy that I think is going to get even better next year.
I'm glad you brought up Bidenomics, because I think for people to measure how well Donald Trump has done right now, you can't really measure it to a balanced, you know, clean field. You have to understand where we've been to understand where we are right now, because there's been quite a lot of distance traveled from the hole that was dug during the Biden administration. Can you comment a little bit on maybe some of your favorite? I know energy, some of the energy deregulation that the president has implemented, that's a big deal. But what are the main things this administration has done to get us out of the hole that was previously dug?
Well, first of all, it is simply a fact that about 88% of the inflation that people are complaining about, the higher beef prices and the higher prices for things like groceries and things like health care, 88% of that increase in price was under Biden, not Trump. So that tells you a lot about, you know, who to if you're angry about prices, that suggests who you should be pointing to. Is that Biden's spending policies that caused this inflation in the first place. I think that you will see prices. Look, I don't think we're going to see declining prices. And I think, see, there's a difference between declining inflation and declining prices. We don't actually want an overall decline in the price level. That would be a bad thing for the economy. What we want is stable prices. And unfortunately, the 20% increase in prices that we saw under Biden is baked in the cake. But let's make sure that the prices are not, you know, continuing to grow. And they've been growing pretty slowly. We had a good inflation report at the end of last week, which shows we're at, you know, under 3% inflation now, closing on 2.5% inflation. Again, that's not perfect, but it's a pretty good solid number. And it's far from the runaway inflation we had under Biden. Remember when it hit 9.1%.
Yeah, it really was. It really was awful. Well, Steve, we want to thank you for being with us. I know 2026 is going to be a pretty incredible year. You think the president has set us up for a nice year leading into the midterm election?
I do. Yeah, well, we'll see about the midterm elections. You know, normally the party in power, which in this case is the Republican Party, usually loses seats, sometimes heavily, in these off-year elections. But I think people are going to be feeling a lot better about the economy a year from now than they are now.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Steve. We always love having you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to speak next to Illinois Senator candidate. To fill Dick Durbin's seat, Don Tracy, he's here with us in studio. He's a senior counsel at Brown, Hay, and Stevens. You can go to Don Tracy for IL.com if you want to research a little bit about him before we get talking to him here next in studio on the Annie Fry Show. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'm on the drum. Yeah, I'm on the snare drum.
Yeah, I'm on the beat because the beat goes dumb. And I only spit heat because I'm playing for the sun. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.